People keep warning us that Trump uses chaos to cover up his real agenda, but they never say what they think his real agenda is, which starts to feel a little bit like conspiracy territory, which turns off a lot of the more discerning members of the left. So imagine my surprise when I'm looking up his approval rating now that it's been a couple of weeks since he started naming nominees and signing executive orders, and I see a list of those executive orders pop up in a Reuters poll. And at the very top of the list of unpopular executive orders is something I've never even heard of. Ending requirements that government employees report gifts or investments. 77% of voters disapprove of this action. And yet I'm guessing you haven't heard of it because it was clumped together in a jargony sounding order called Initial Rescissions of Harmful Executive Orders and Actions. So I looked that up. It repealed dozens of Biden's executive orders, including 13989, which regulates gifts and investment reporting, lobbying, and my personal favorite, golden parachutes that are designed exclusively for lobbyists who accept government positions. Wait, Donald, didn't you just tell Theo Vaughn?
Well, one way you could stop it is to say if you're going to go into government, you can never be a lobbyist. If you're an elected official or if you work in government, you can never be a lobbyist.
And wait, didn't I just read that you nominated 5 former lobbyists to your cabinet? So let's bring this together. You lied about hiring lobbyists. You rescind reporting requirements for investments and gifts from lobbyists. You rescind the ban on golden parachutes for lobbyists who join government. And then you fire 17 inspectors general, including 2 who are responsible for spotting fraud in the departments you just nominated lobbyists to run, the Department of Transportation and the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now I know we all agree that Trump wants to be an authoritarian leader, but I'm not sure that's his top priority. If you look at his track record and you look at this evidence that I just provided, I think what Trump really wants to do is the same thing he's always done: grift.